Hi there, everybody. Welcome to The Principal Entrepreneur. I'm your host and author of the upcoming book, How to Be a Great Principal, Jonathan Royce. This is episode 86 of The Principal Entrepreneur, where we support educational leaders with strategies and suggestions that answer the question, how do I become a great principal? I also interview principals and school and educational leaders just like me and you and discuss their areas of expertise and how they overcome the challenges within schools. In today's episode, we're discussing the three worst practices for principals. Most principals do at least one of these. When we are thinking about how to become a great principal, we often talk about the best practices. We discuss the power of shared leadership, strong school culture, safety, and efficient processes and procedures. But we also got to evaluate ourselves and make sure we're not doing some of the worst practices out there. Some of these practices are built into our own personalities and are really hard to avoid. These three worst practices, they got to be avoided, rooted out, and gotten rid of at all costs. And the first one is destroying leadership potential. Acting as if, and even worse, believing that you're the only one with the answers and the smartest person in the room is one of the worst practices any principal can have. As humans, we are wired to notice the negative aspects of life. It's part of how we have evolved to survive, is noticing these bad things. But we got to watch out and make sure that we're not only providing this negative feedback and blaming others when things don't work out. These are two easy ways to destroy any type of self-sufficiency in our buildings. Thinking that we're the only ones that can solve the problems is a sure way to really hinder the growth of your and our staff. Another bad thing to do is to take that credit publicly when something is fixed, because that will definitely get you those side-eyed looks and could even foster a full-scale mutiny, and nobody wants that. The second thing that we got to watch out for is neglecting our own personal wellness. With the long hours that we're putting in, the inconsistent eating schedule, finding time to take care of ourselves is one of the things that often falls by the wayside. Being at our best mentally and physically helps to make sure that our decisions will be less than ideal. Having low energy will make you short-tempered. It will make it hard for us to connect with our staff. And this will ensure that our buildings are a place in which our staff is worried, stressed, and afraid to make mistakes, because they are or become a reflection of our leadership styles. And in an environment like that, discipline problems for our students are bound to go through the roof and to be higher than we would like. And the third one that we got to watch out for is to not follow through, not to do what we say we're going to do. And this can be a really hard practice to avoid, especially if upper administration are poor communicators. Sometimes we believe one thing is going to happen and then everything changes without notice, and we have to go back on our word, even though we may not be to blame. And even if that's the case, this is a key component to destroying our building culture. We can say things like all hands on deck and then stay in our office and let others handle emergencies. Thinking that we're above the fray will absolutely cause a lack of respect. We can also say things like we have an open door policy and then make it clear by our nonverbals, like being on our phone or being on the computer, that we're not at all interested in hearing what the staff has to say. So we got to make sure that if we say we're going to do something, that we are doing something. These three worst practices, destroying leadership potential, neglecting our own health, and not keeping our word, can absolutely ruin our buildings. What are some other practices of poor leaders that we need to avoid? You can share your thoughts on the corresponding blog on my website, howtobeagreatprincipal.com. just head on over there and search the three worst practices for principals, and this particular blog will pop right up. Also, make sure that you check back in on iTunes and Podomatic this Saturday for a fantastic conversation with Dr. Sharon Porter. She does a really great job of talking about her educational journey, the struggles that she's had, what she's learned from them, and what she has coming up. If you're a principal, make sure that you check out the new grant scholarships that is available on the website. Again, just go over to howtobeagreatprincipal.com, click on grant applications, and you will see what you need to do to apply for that grant. For more short articles and tips that support educational leaders, again, there are other blogs that you can check out if you go over there at howtobeagreatprincipal.com. And you can also pre-order my newest book, How to Be a Great Principal, 36 Shared Leadership Success Strategies. If you're an auditory learner, you are in the exact right spot, and you can download more podcasts on iTunes and Podomatic. Just search for The Principal Entrepreneur. Those new episodes, again, come out Tuesday and Thursday, and if I'm lucky enough, I am able to talk to someone like Dr. Sharon Porter and other educational leaders on Saturdays. To join the podcast as a guest, you can email me at jonathanroyce@theprincipalentrepreneur.com. And finally, I'm part of a community of supportive principals, and you can join us on our private Facebook group. Again, go to Facebook, in the search bar, type in The Principal Entrepreneur, and I will be more than happy to bring you on into the group. That is it for this episode of The Principal Entrepreneur.